Everybody's ego takes a shot on this show.
You gotta keep your chill with Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I am savage.
So you're not special.
Jim, if we want to play this game, we can play this game.
And I'm just like, oh so, my god, this guy's so gonna swing on right. Jim.
He's a complicated fellow.
People like me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN.
We're learning a lot about each other.
See, we've talked about it. My husband is a Minnesota Viking, which means he's a troll.
Your husband signed off on this as a Vikings fan?
Do you think I take my husband's feelings into consideration?
It's his son. Maybe he wants him to be a Vikings fan.
I don't know, but basically we rode up to the Viking game last year, got sick.
I get offended when he brings up Kay Adams. I get a little jealous. I get annoyed. I'm like, how can you listen to her show but not
mine?
Like
he's cheating on, you feel like he's yeah. cheating on your sports talk?
Pretty much. Okay. It kind of bothers me.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, alongside Matt Hamilton and Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
It is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Why am I talking so quiet, Matt Hamilton? He is Matt Hamilton. I am Jim Rutledge. I've lowered my tone to start the show live from the Everlight Solar Studio. We are on the ESPN Madison YouTube page, and that right there, the star of the show, one of the stars of the show, Olivia, has joined the show along with Molly Brown. Molly Brown in the Everlight Solar Studio. Welcome back to your show, Molly. Jim, Matt, Molly,
thank you.
For a segment or two, however long you want to hang out, Molly Brown is in the Everlight Solar Studio.
Nice little surprise on a Monday. Is today Monday? Yes. I don't know my days anymore at this point. Sad to be back.
Matt Hamilton, I feel like it's Christmas and family has come home prime time. We were so bare at some point. It was just me for an hour last Monday. Last Monday prime time, it was just me in the Everlight Solar Studio.
Yeah.
Because nobody was around. I think we kept Christy Birdsall, who's in here as well, just so I didn't feel completely alone.
Yeah.
Just all by myself in here.
There were essentially three episodes of The Jump Around with Jim Rutledge last week.
Yes. Yeah. So it's good to have both of you back. We are presented by Coors Light. Can we get a unison? If the mountains are blue, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light. Feels good to be home.
I miss that so much.
It feels like you never left. You hit that right on time there, Molly Brown. Matt Hamilton's back. It's crazy here, but Molly, welcome.
Thank you.
What brings you to this neck of the woods?
You guys, actually.
Oh,
literally
really?
Nothing else. I didn't have anything planned in Madison today. I was just like, you know what? It's Monday. You guys were all here. I knew that you were back in town. Prime was here, so I was like, I'm going to come in. I got to show off the babies a little bit, and that's really it.
Fair enough. I know you've been listening a little bit, but I'm not sure if you catch the top of the hour all the time. You know, Jim is, the whole time, he's like, Molly is out with babies.
Yep, I hear it.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. So applicable. Now it's nice
now
to...
Now she's back with babies in tow.
It's nice to put a face to the babies that were helping me just rack up all these bonus days against our maternity leave bet.
Yeah, and Matt, you wanted to be here, and you're so hell-bent on winning this bet, you went and lost this week, and just so you could be here on Monday.
Yeah, that's right. I felt like after winning six national championships in a row that I've played in, I felt like I should take one national championship win off so I can make sure Molly doesn't gain a day on me.
Right, and you wanted to see Molly, yeah.
No, it was more of the bet. Okay. I'm a competitive fella, and I had to choose which competition I'd rather win. And this one, I was like, you know what? Going to the World Championships or representing the United States or beating Molly Brown in a head-to-head attendance record, I'm going for that one.
I have a feeling I'll gain some momentum when I come back on March 4th because I don't take very many days off like you.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe. We'll see. I'm going to have quite the lead built, so we'll see. You did choose the right time because I was gone a fair bit during your maternity leave so far, but honestly, yeah, with not having any curling planned right now for April because I'm a loser, yeah, you might be in trouble now. If I had gone to the World Championships, I'd have been like, yeah, Molly might catch me.
So
but now,
so you're not in Worlds at all?
Well, no, there's still the mixed doubles.
Drive it in.
Olympic trials.
Sorry, I'm still learning curling.
Yes, so there's still a different the curling version where I play doubles with my sister. That we can still make the World Championships, and I still could be gone for like a week or two. That one's coming up, though. That's the Olympic trials. That's in 2 weeks. So if I win that, I'll know if I'm going to the Olympics 1 year in advance.
Hmm, exciting.
So that could be fun.
Okay. Okay.
God help us if you don't do well on that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, well, we'll see. This is seriously, it's kind of surreal. Like normally, like I said, as far as since I joined Team Schuster in 2014, so like 2015 and on, when we played in the national championships, I ended up as the world rep. So like my curling season went into April, starting in late August, going to April every year. Now, in theory, if I don't win this Olympic trial in 2 weeks, it'll be done in February. Like literally 3 months earlier than I'm used to being done curling. So it'll be quite the different season for me.
If you're just tuning in, Matt Hamilton's back, but nobody cares. The babies are here.
That's the big point.
Yes. Matt's rambling on and on while we hear Olivia coo in the background here. Molly Brown in the Everlight Solar Studio.
It just
studio.
Hurts not being the center of attention on my own show.
I know. Pre-show meeting, everyone's holding the babies and not Matt Hamilton.
I
Matt
know.
Hamilton needed some
I'm
some
the one who needed yeah. soothing.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
You needed a baba?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Carly and Holly are holding babies, and Matt's like, I am sad. Someone give me a hug.
Yeah.
No hugs around.
No hugs.
And so, Molly, your other baby is in the building then? Yes.
Like my toddler?
Luca? No, I mean Luca.
Oh, Luca. Yes. I'm a little confused.
Not in LA?
No. Not in LA. Not okay. in LA. That was wild, though. My goodness. Alex G was supposed to be holding him. I don't know where he is now. So you maybe it's just past the baby.
Is it nerve wracking that Alex G is just sitting out there holding food and he was last
and where did my kid go?
Right now. There's a baby in the stroller.
Okay,
I can
good.
See from here.
Good, okay. good, good. Okay, yeah. And then my toddler is somewhere in Madison. I don't know. He did ride along with me and my husband. And then my husband was like, well, he's not going to last very long if you're going to hang out in the office. So I don't know where he took him, but yeah.
No. All right.
Roaming the streets.
Mm-hmm. Roaming the streets of Madison.
Traded him for picks, obviously.
If you Player see a toddler walk around Madison, it might be Molly's. So.
maybe not.
He'll come back with Anthony Davis instead.
Yeah, so Molly, you have weird hours like the news. Like, we're going to get into that today. But
I saw the Luca news right away because yes. it was like 11:30 at night.
I should have texted you.
Did you believe it?
Well, I actually saw it because I saw Tyrese Halliburton tweeted, did Shams?
Yeah.
Did Shams get hacked?
Right.
And I was like, what? So then I go to his Twitter and then I see it and I was like, oh, no way. But yeah, I was up at 11:15 or whenever it was, like, tweeted. It was crazy.
I was like, out of anyone, I felt like, well, you're curling. Yeah. Like, Prime might be awake. So I shot Prime the text when Shams then tweeted out, I'm not hacked, which still says, like, someone I've been hacked. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like,
right?
here's the trade. Because I was brushing my teeth and I was like, all right, I'll see what happens before I go to bed. And I'm like, well, now I'm up because I got to see, is this real? What's yeah. going on? And
well,
so.
Jim, I appreciate you not texting me, but I unfortunately did not have my phone on silent, and there is a group text for ESPN Madison that did blow up that night. So I got the news when that group chat went around, and I was like, well, I'm awake now. Let's look into this.
I have that on mute.
Yeah, I don't mute my friends.
I bet you Jim has our show one on mute.
No, it's honestly, it's just the sheer
That might be the only one he doesn't have on mute.
Okay.
It's the sheer volume. I have my basketball one on mute too, because otherwise it's every 10 seconds, like for Friday mornings, in, out, in, out, in.
Yeah.
Like, it's a million of these. And then you get one, you know, one picture of a baby, and then you're going to get a million. Jesse Nelson's sharing pictures of his dog. This is what we're doing now.
This is what the group chat for work is for?
Yeah. What is this?
His dog's got a cone
My
on right now.
My dog had an ear infection. I didn't shoot you guys a text saying she's all right.
But you could have.
I didn't tell you my kids had ear infections. They're doing better. Like, what's the line here?
Did separately. The kids give the dog the ear
That
infection?
Was my question. Is it infectious?
It is kind of funny because my wife had
jump species.
This is before we went to Florida. My wife had to take the dog in with an ear infection, and then Rosie the same day. And then when we came back from traveling, we flew.
Did they get the same drops?
No.
Oh.
We did not. For a dog, you squeeze like some sort of ooze into their ear,
Ew.
And it lasts for 2 weeks. It's nice. It's like before you had to put it in every day. Now it's just like. Squeeze it in 2 weeks, done.
Who's to say it wouldn't have worked on Rosie? I just think
amoxicillin's still the go-to.
Let's be real. Doctors, they're not here to fix you. They're here to treat you.
Oh, God.
All right, conspiracy.
Here we go.
You do have the voice for your crazy thoughts, I'll tell you that.
And the look.
Yeah,
fair?
You're not quite tan enough, but let me tell you about how big government's coming to get your kids and they're going to give you amoxicillin because I am the healthiest man alive. Just ask my brain worm. So, like,
importantness.
You do have the right voice.
Yeah,
it.
I'm on track.
You are absolutely on track for that.
A couple more conspiracy theory videos, and I think I'll get there.
You're not far away at all.
Yeah, I know. I just haven't been able to find any ivermectin, so.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed the next one I go to.
Is that performance enhancing, or can you do that with the Olympics?
Yeah, I don't know how a horse dewormer would work for my USADA, United States Anti-Drug Association testing would go.
Should look into that one.
Yeah, I should look into that.
Somalia, yeah, good. Happy to be back.
Very happy to be back. I missed this. I missed it.
Yes, we are bringing just great radio to the airwaves here. So we have not really had your thoughts, Packers. Like, you've chimed in a little bit. You've done the pot. But you've had time. Obviously, you have your picks in the Potawatomi's thing and everything like that. But, like, this season, honestly, you could kind of take a little victory lap on maybe Goody a little bit. Remember, everyone was on you for, oh, Goody's this amazing GM, and this team is on their way to another Super Bowl, and this is the greatest thing ever. Just some victory laps you could take. Yeah. Well, like, I know it's a little bit past, but I do got to get your thoughts on now we're a couple weeks out, and the Chiefs playing the Super Bowl. Where are you at this NFL season for the Packers?
I mean, I think my one word to describe it is just disappointing. Like, there was never a point this season that I felt like, oh, wow, this team is gaining momentum and they're getting better and they're going to win. Like, I went into every single game, even against the Chicago Bears, which they ended up losing to. Like, I went into every single game being like, eh, it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. Like, it really felt that way, where compared to the season before, it was like, okay, Jordan Love was on a roll for those last however many games, that you kind of felt like there's something here. There's something building. But this year, I just never felt that. There was never any consistency. There was never, like, a whole game being played on all sides of the ball. Like, I never felt confident in any game. Did you feel that way, Matt?
I mean, there was... I'm trying to think of which game I thought the Packers had a pretty... The fact that I got to think about it like this...
Yeah, but even that, it was like they had how many players out? Like,
it was kind of early in the game. I thought they had a solid, well-rounded game against the Cardinals, but then the Cardinals turned out to be frauds at the time. I think they were like 4-0 or 4-1 or something. And then, obviously, the Saints game, but the Saints were kind of meh. Actually, they weren't meh. They were bad. So I was like, that... probably is the product of a bad football team, and the Packers just looked competent, where the Saints looked completely inept. So, like,
the Lions game ended up being good, but it took them until the second half to be able to do it.
Right, and that's kind of was my beef with LaFleur all season, is he had these seasons with Rodgers where it felt like every opening drive we go down and score a touchdown. At the very least, would be in field goal range and kick a field goal. We looked abysmal on that opening drive almost the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, without looking at it, I'm willing to bet that they had less than 10 points scored on the opening drive this season. Which, it seems crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
With how efficient it looked with Rodgers. And even towards the end of the year last year and into the playoff game, I think they went down and marched right down on Dallas and scored.
Was there ever a time that you felt secure / confident in Jordan Love? Because I feel like it just felt like... I don't think it's time to panic with him by any means. Like, there's plenty of time still for him to grow. But it just felt like he was never the answer to win the games.
100%. The big thing for me, and what I kind of like, maybe it was just like my optimist hope in the background, was that the year before, he had to be the guy. Like, mm-hmm. Aaron Jones was hurt 7 games, I think, or something like that. Like, when Jones was out, like, Jordan Love had to be the guy to be the answer to go win a game. And he did a couple times. And the problem is, like, or not the problem, but, like, with Josh Jacobs being as, one, the best, like, ability is availability, and he played every single game. So, like, him kind of being the bell cow and, like, the centerpiece of the offense, I was like, we know Jordan Love has been the answer. And then I kind of was like, well... I made this argument to Jim, and Jim's totally bashed it. I was like, well, Jordan Love never had to do it. So when it got down to crunch time and he had to be the guy, the only reps where he was the guy and succeeded had to go all the way back to last year. Where this year it was rely on Josh Jacobs, and if we did get down and Jordan Love had to be the guy, we weren't able to get claw back into the game.
Yes, and anytime
he needed more reps.
Anytime
we gotta let Jordan Love cook.
Please, I hope you do. I hope you do because
there's a stat. Every time he threw over 30 passes this season, he had a pick.
Also, he didn't. We looked at, he didn't cook the way. I think there's a conflation for like Aaron Rodgers' time. Like Jordan Love didn't cook the way that even on the back end of the year he was just more efficient.
Right.
He's only had a handful of 300 yards.
His efficiency was still.
But he only had a handful.
Was it 63% this year?
So completion percentage that we talking about that dropped.
Completion percentage.
He was definitely holding onto the ball too long. Like Jordan Love was just as much of a problem as totally. as Coach LaFleur. And Jordan, I guarantee Coach LaFleur would love to let Jordan Love cook if he felt like Jordan Love wasn't going to burn the house down. So like that's where the concern comes in. But 844-770-3776. That's the Carbless Talking text line. List is more. I don't have a side and limited poll question yet. If you want to chime in and say hi to Molly or ask Molly a question while we have her here, you can chime in on the...
Who's cooler, Luca or Olivia?
Oh, they both have their moments.
I already asked you that.
No, that's the signing limited poll question.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Let the fans decide early.
Yes, there you go.
Help Molly pick a favorite.
Which baby is the fans' favorite baby? Jim, Matt, Molly. Olivia or Luca. 844-770.
Molly will honor this decision the fans make, and they will be the favorite child growing up.
There you go. For what it's worth, terrible twos, terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible twos are terrible.
Tyson's troublemaker now?
Oh, my God. He's not even two yet. He's two next month. But it is so hard. Like, and then, like, keeping your patience with a toddler? Oh, my goodness. That's tough. That's real tough.
Yeah.
And now you're going to get double trouble in 2 years.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to have a teenage girl. I'm going to have...
Teenage boy at the same time.
Oh, yeah, we're dealing with a 16-year-old that's, like, speeding in his car and just, oh, my, I just, so now we
know
it's all the things.
Now we know why Molly's here.
Yeah.
Get me out of my real life.
Get me out of the zoo.
It's like, I just want some guy time with my co-hosts.
Literally.
844-770-3776. That's the Carbless Talking Text line. List is more. All right, the Luca trade. So Molly's here. We're just going to do the show. It got me thinking, what is the worst trade in Wisconsin sports history? I'm going to give you some options. You can chime in, and that'll be our siding. I'm going to the poll question. We're going to still crowdsource our options, Olivia, and then we're going to... It's actually doing a great job picking up the mic. I at least have to reference, because otherwise people are going to think Matt's just like had some spicy food. And
I'm so sad about losing the Nationals that I'm literally sobbing here while doing
the
show.
Well, it's more like a gurgle, so it's more of like, you know, if you like left your mouth open, your stomach's kind of acting a little bit. Like, so be like, is Matt okay? So I want to be clear.
Just some bad indigestion.
There's a baby in the studio, in the Everlight Solar studio. But we did ask the question, what's the worst trade in Wisconsin sports history? I want to crowdsource what ones we want to make as the options for signing limited. Here are some that popped to mind. One, the Packers trading out of drafting T.J. Watt. Instead, they traded down, got Kevin King and Vince Beagle. That didn't work out great.
That didn't work out great.
And you could chime in with some other
one
options.
One could have won us the Super Bowl, and the other one lost us an NFC Championship.
Do we think that Jim is going to bring up the Jordan Love, trading up to get Jordan Love here?
It is on some list, but I did not put it in there. Because you still moved off Aaron Rodgers. You could have had maybe a non-angry Aaron Rodgers for the last run, and maybe you just would have won a Super Bowl if you had used that pick to get T. Higgins and Jordan and Jalen Hurts. Like, you could have done that.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, the quarterbacks of the two Super Bowls. I mean,
are we? You're thinking if we got Jalen Hurts instead, Aaron Rodgers would be any happier?
Second round pick, and then you use the first round pick on T. Higgins. Yes,
I guess he'd be a little happier. He'd still be like, okay, instead of four fingers at tequila, I'd only have three.
Yeah, but now you can throw the ball at T. Higgins. He might have a Super Bowl.
Yep, that's a possibility.
Anyways, the Packers. The Packers traded away. Packers winning the Super Bowl does seem unlikely. It's a dusty trophy. Molly, you did miss that Vikings fans, Lions fans, and Packer fans all under the age of 15 have the same life experience as far as trophies.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it?
Huh.
Is it interesting? Because I didn't find it very interesting.
Hey, just let this tree up. I love the way that the Vikings finish off their season.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row losing, what, 31-9?
And thank you, Molly, because all self-righteous Packer fans are like, oh, the Bears, this is their Super Bowl. Meanwhile, Packer fans just spent the entire postseason hating on the Lions and the Vikings.
No.
The best part about the postseason is dunking on all the teams that are better than your team.
Unless you're the Chiefs or the Patriots or all the other teams that
dynasties. You can't dunk on the Chiefs because they're still playing. You can't dunk on the Eagles because they're still playing.
I was kind of sort of rooting for the Lions, so count me out of that.
Oh, I was a big Washington fan that game.
That was an exciting game. I ended up being – it was kind of like one of those I'm winning either way where I'm like, I don't really care. Mm-hmm. But basically this postseason, every team that I've wanted to win has lost. So
I wanted the Lions – take that for what it's worth. I was okay with the Lions losing because I wanted Ben Johnson or at least a resolution. And so once they lost, I said, well, resolution's coming. And then my mind was blown that the Bears actually did what people thought – an NFL team should do and get the number one coaching candidate. But Terrell Buckley was given away for prior considerations. That was, and he went to some Pro Bowls with the Dolphins. The Bucs traded Andrew Bogut for Monte Ellis, but they could have had Steph Curry. Their medical staff did not trust the ankles of Steph Curry at that time, so they took Monte Ellis. It's not great. I
can't believe that.
It's crazy.
Trading away Kareem. Oh, they traded away the rights of Dirk Nowitzki for Robert Tractor Trailer. Rest in peace. Dirk's
really?
Still alive.
We could have had Dirk?
Yeah.
Yeah. You haven't heard that one yet?
Oh, my. No, yeah. I had no idea.
Look at the breaking news to Matt Hamilton.
Yeah. Just
25 years after the fact. The
Brewers, such a German state, too. Like, we could have got it.
The Brewers traded away Gary Sheffield. Now, he wanted out, but still, they traded away Gary Sheffield, borderline Hall of Fame baseball player. Heck of a baseball player. Then you have the Favre trade for a conditional fourth-round pick, which allowed him to play one season for the Jets, make his way to the Vikings, go 12-4 and get to the NFC Championship game. Like, if he won a Super Bowl, it's one of the worst trades ever. It's, he was on the precipice.
You're right.
Pro Bowl.
And, Jim, I will be honest, I was completely channeling my Bears hate that time. Like, all those fumbles by AP and that last interception by Favre were so sweet as a Packer fan.
I love still watching that.
Oh,
that
my
highlight.
Gosh. It makes me so happy to this day still.
This one was interesting to me. The Milwaukee Bucks traded someone named Quinn Buckner, who honestly you might know more as a broadcaster, but he was like a starting player. He'd be like trading Chris Middleton for Dave Collins. Dave Collins was retired for 2 years when this trade was made. He was not on an NBA team, but someone held his rights. And Don Nelson, the coach of the Bucks at that point, convinced Dave Collins to come out of retirement. So they traded a starter for a player who was retired for 2 years and brought him on.
What did he do in his career? Was he like good during his playing career?
He was a good player. But I mean, you stayed for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean,
you traded away a starter for this. Yeah. I just find that one hilarious. The trade for a guy who was retired for 2 years. And then we had a late addition, Drew Holiday Dame trade.
That one stings.
Yeah. Gave the Celtics a title.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we didn't know Portland was going to turn around and just trade him in an hour.
You couldn't have been shocked by that, though.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. But, yeah, he went from a Portland jersey to a Celtics jersey in, like, 3 hour time span.
Yeah.
He might not have even ever got on a plane to Portland.
But if the Celtics didn't win the finals last year, I don't think that would be so, like, hurtful. You know what I mean?
I mean, they still made it to the championship game.
True. It also stinks because Drew was such, like, a community person, too.
Yeah.
But I think he had such an impact there. I don't know. That one's tough.
That one is tough. Because I want to think, like, the Bucks would be better. Right? If we still had Drew and didn't have Dame?
Yes.
I mean, we lose a... Like, we wouldn't have Dame's, like, point scoring. Like, he's put up 30 10 times already this year and more, maybe more. Like,
it's poor roster building is the problem with
Dame. Like, we needed some more point scorers outside of Giannis, but and Drew, you know, obviously more of a defensive guy, but
and honestly, Payne, Bobby Portis, and Pat Connaughton were devastating because those are good teams. Let those guys go and you replace them with other players at cheaper salaries.
I mean, we could have let go of Pat. Bobby's, such a vibes guy.
Okay, but that's a lot of money for a vibes guy. I know you're a vibes guy and you're a pro vibes guy, but
well,
like,
locker room energy is important.
You can get locker room
as a professional athlete.
You can get locker room energy
as a third place national finisher. Trust me, I know what good energy can do for a team.
Yes, get you third place.
Good vibes.
Get you third place.
Matt, tell us about Metcalf's Market.
I'll tell you what, Metcalf's Market, they are first place in my heart for grocery stores right now. They have the best produce around, the specialty cheeses, whether you're looking for domestic Wisconsin home-raised cheeses or you're looking at some of those fancy French cheeses or Italian cheeses, Metcalf's Market has your back. And speaking of Italian, they've got this great Piedmontese beef. It's Italian heritage breed cow, certified, only sold at Metcalf's Market. You can call it Piedmontese, but my Italian friends call it Piedmontese. And it is only sold at Metcalf's Market at Hilldale, near West Elm Mall, and in Tosa. The best part about Metcalf's Market is sign up for their Metcalf's Rewards. Thousands of dollars, thousands of deals for you every single day on everyday items that you also use every single day. So go check out Metcalf's Market and bring local home.
This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light. Also brought to you by J&K Security Solutions, securing homes and businesses in the Madison area since 1987.
Just telling Matt Hamilton that everyone else's kids are always good for other people. As Molly Brown was in the Everlight Solar Studio, she is back to being a mom. She's out again with babies. She's still technically here, but she's walked out, so I'm guessing she's done for the day.
Yeah.
That's a lot
of work for someone who's still on maternity leave.
Absolutely. We appreciate
her. Not everyone can bounce back into it like I do.
You're
on maternity leave?
Maternity leave.
Okay, gotcha.
She was literally just on the show for longer than you were all of last week.
But I was here too, so.
But you also.
True.
Did not. I was on for a 15 minute segment last week.
She was just on for 23 minutes.
And you didn't birth life.
Fair. I can't, Jim. I literally, physically cannot.
Would you though?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
Pass.
That's hard pass for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ryan, you would?
No,
I guess we're just going to have the nation's population die.
I feel like the Packers looking at TJ Watt, hard pass.
Yeah, exactly. I'm more of a Kevin King guy.
I'll just trade back. I'll take Kevin King,
yeah,
please.
I'll adopt in the second round.
I'll take two dogs instead of birthing a human.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. That's basically what the Packers did. They said, you know what, we can have TJ Watt. No, I'll take two dogs. Kevin King, Vince Beagle. Terrible football players.
Yeah.
Kevin King remarkably Beagle better than
Beagle's a Badger, though, so
Kevin King's remarkably better than Vince Beagle.
Lucky
as an NFL player.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just really like someone from Wisconsin, the Badgers, got onto the Packers, which I feel like the Packers, like, actively avoid Badger players.
Well, because apparently they ruined their career. Jared Abadaris, who wasn't going to be good anyways, but, like, he was on the Packers. Matt Hamilton, Jim Rutledge with you. Ryan, why didn't you give me a look? Primetime Warshine.
Jared Abadaris, Packers legend. Come on.
No.
He caught the back-to-back Hail Marys. He's going to go down in history.
Like Rudolph?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Rudolph is an iconic Christmas hero.
He's
just like Jared Abadaris.
He's not essential, though. Like, he's just kind of like, if it's foggy, we'll... So if there's Hail Marys, you go to Jared Abadaris. If it's foggy, you need Rudolph.
Very similar.
Because, yes. I watch plenty of Christmas movies. He's not really in them.
But if the other, if 11 of the other reindeer had all been injured and that's why Jared Abadaris was playing, then yeah, it would be the same thing.
But side note, do you ever notice, all the movies that come back out, Rudolph's never in them as one of the reindeer?
What do you mean?
The Santa Claus. They have all the reindeer except
Rudolph. I've never seen that. I might take
No, Rudolph is always in
Tim Allenton, I'm not watching it. But, I would say...
when it came out,
Christmas
might have been okay.
No, he wasn't good in Home Improvement. Christmas Chronicles, those two movies with Kurt Russell, Netflix, there's no Rudolph in it.
Well, then it's not a Christmas movie.
But to his point, if Santa Claus is that, most of the movies don't have Rudolph as one on the roster.
I'm saying Jared Abadaris should be on the all 2010s Packers team. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, and this is, please tell me it's true, because this honestly makes me happy on so many layers. The 262 chimes in and says, I think that was Jeff Janis.
No, it was. Oh my God, it was Jeff Janis. That's right.
You're right.
Right.
Oh God, I can't.
That was Janis.
Jeff Abadaris. Oh,
I mean, so which one?
It is hard again.
So who's going on the all 2010s team now?
Still Abadaris.
Jeff Janis or Abadaris?
No, still Abadaris. Because he's a Wisconsin guy.
Prime, I mean, I couldn't have asked you to set something up more beautifully than you mixing up Jeff Janis and Jared Abadaris in your head.
Yeah.
So isn't there
trying to make an argument that one of them was an all 2010. That was pretty good. I would have came up
guy.
With it.
Isn't there two of the reindeer? One's Comet, one's Rocket. Aren't they the same name? That's Jared Abadaris. I know there's not a rocket, but I know there's two of them whose names
are. What are the reindeers?
I'll look them up. I will get to them next segment.
We are so far past Christmas. Let's get to it in 10 months.
You think we're going to remember it 10 months? We're not going to remember this in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Long story short,
844-770-3776. Call in and give us the reindeer.
Donner and Blitzen for sure are my favorites.
Cupid?
Comet?
Move on.
Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. That's Cupid is one. So that's four.
On Dasher and Prancer. Donner and Vixen.
Is it Vixen?
Vixen's an aggressive name for a reindeer. Why are you calling your reindeer Vixen?
Good-looking reindeer.
If you got a
good-looking reindeer, Jim.
If you got another dog, and it happened to be a female dog,
Vixen.
You're like,
done.
Hey, hon, I think we should name this one Vixen.
It's already a done deal. I'm doing it.
That's an aggressive name for a pet.
Yeah,
Vixen.
Vixen.
It wasn't a pet. It was a piece of livestock.
Still, I wouldn't want a cow or any other animal named Vixen.
It was a working animal. It was like a service dog.
Yeah, livestock.
How many animals do you think are named Vixen?
Probably some reindeer. I bet there's some reindeer and some farm somewhere.
Not as
somewhere.
Many dancers.
That would be a good question. Yeah.
There are absolutely more dancers.
Name Vixen.
Yeah. Than animals. The show's just back. We're back, baby. Yeah. Molly Brown comes back
just
in and we're
back. Just us.
Yes. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. Honestly, Ryan, that was my favorite moments ever.
You're welcome.
Mixed up Jared Abadaris and Janice.
Glad I could do that for you.
I wish you knew how to clip it because Ryan's going to delete that and it's going to be gone from the archives forever.
Matt, no, he holds himself accountable.
I only do it when Matt makes a point. That's a good one.
JJ Antoinette says it was Vixen because it rhymes with Blitzen. Sure, Santa. Sure, that was his answer to Mrs. Claus. This one's named Vixen? It rhymes with Blitzen.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Mrs. Claus? What else rhymes with Blitzen?
Nixon?
Well, that's I think also you'd rather aggressive. Not do Nixon.
Still better than Vixen.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Vixen never lied.
Norm Nixon from the Lakers?
Nixon got impeached from the team.
Norm Nixon, for Rudolph.
For Rudolph.
Norm Nixon from the Lakers?
It was ruined after the other Nixon.
Yeah.
I never go back.
Oh, we just can't do names anymore?
You can't do
names
Nixon.
Are just cooked?
Yes.
Well, some names are cooked,
actually.
Jim.
I know.
There are some names that are completely cooked.
I'm well aware. But... if you want to get into the best shape of your life, go to Carbon World Health. You can ask them about GLP-1s. You don't just go with some fly-by-night. Like some places were anti-GLP-1s until they're like, oh, wait, now we can make some money off them. Now we'll start promoting them. No, Carbon World Health was in front of it. Why were they in front of it? Because Dr. Nestor Rodriguez is always looking for the safest and best ways to make sure that you can reach your fitness goals, whether it's training, whether it's recovery like cryo and red light therapy, whether it's GLP-1s or hormone optimization. Dr. Nestor Rodriguez and Carbon World Health will make sure that they will have the best treatment plan for you. Go to carbonworldhealth.com. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. I can be loud again, Matt Hamilton, because the babies have left the building, but Matt Hamilton is still here.
Well,
our favorite baby, Matt Hamilton, is still here.
The man baby.
He's Matt Hamilton. I am Jim Rutledge. It's Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light. We're live from the Everlight Solar Studio. You can watch us on the ESPN Madison YouTube page. Primetime War, Sean Behind the Glass, Chrissy Birdsall in the Everlight Solar Studio with us as well. You can chime in on the... talking text line, the Carbless talking text line, 844-770-3776. Liz is more, and you can answer our Signing Unlimited poll question, which we want to ask you, and maybe we should maybe give them some options, but initially we were crowdsourcing at Jim, Matt, and Molly. What is the worst trade in Wisconsin sports history? I think maybe we should post this at ESPN Madison. But before we get to what Matt missed, what do we think our four options should be? Is it now the easiest way to do it, guys? I think would be just the straight up trades. So trading away Gary Sheffield, trading away Kareem, trading away the rights for Dirk, and do we put Dame into the mix?
I think that Matt brought up good points as well. Gary Sheffield and Kareem, like they both asked out, so I don't know how bad those trades were.
But I mean, otherwise we're getting into ones like you passed on so and so, so they're clean cut. You don't have to vote.
I don't think we have to. I mean, we have.
Them traded back. Out of TJ Watt.
Yeah, but that's a little more convoluted. Like, for a poll question at Jim, Matt, and Molly, like, or at ESPN Madison, I want it to be clean. Like, just don't vote for it, like, if you don't think Kareem or Sheffield. I would love the conversation.
I thought the Terrell Buckley one was interesting for the Packers, too.
All right, we could add trading Terrell Buckley. We can have a Packers one in there. And then I'll say for the Bucks, we can do trading away the draft rights to Dirk. Trading for Dame?
I think trading for a Dame would be an interesting one.
And then if we don't want to do Sheffield, what would we do? Trading out of TJ Watt's draft spot?
Trading away Ray Allen.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too. There you go. A lot of Bucks ones.
Yeah. It's a,
not
yeah,
the
Bucks.
Best run organization.
Yeah, up until that one guy got there. Yeah.
And honestly,
Giannis, that's a good point.
Giannis, if we're all...
I'm going to delete that drop. Like, it is gone.
Oh, if you knew how to work computers, man.
I know.
Your life would be so much easier.
That thing's getting dropped.
The Giannis one was a educated shot in the dark. And that's still what... Because the following year, or a couple years later, they tried it with Thon Maker. It didn't work. Like, you just kind of one of those, like, let's just... Which was super smart. Like, I applauded the Bucks when they made the Giannis pick. I didn't think it would turn into Giannis. But I was like, this is what you want to do when you're picking, like, 12th or 13th. Like... You just roll the dice.
Yeah.
Because why not? You're not going to get a star, and if there was nobody there that like looked like a surefire, we're going to be a good player, so why not just take the shot and just go for broke? Now, with Thon, they drafted Thon Maker instead of Sabonis, and they could have had Sabonis and Giannis together, and it'd be a pretty good team.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah. All right, let's get to what Matt missed.
Oh, no, we didn't have time for – I thought we were catching up with Matt first on where things were at.
I don't care. He already told us. We're going to do what Matt missed. And then if we had time.
Well, I gave you like a little synopsis, but I could get into more detail if you want, Jim. We'll do what Matt missed first. It's streamlined now.
Yes.
Well, it was streamlined when we were still on the clock. I agree.
Oh, gosh.
You guys are radio hosts. You guys can speak on the air,
Yeah. Well, I thought, are you just not ready for it? Is that what
that
this is?
That is exactly, okay. Yeah. I thought
just
you took
tell
a hint.
Yeah, all right. Well, I didn't know how long it takes, so... anyways, Matt Hamilton, why don't you tell us about Line and Kugels?
So, I definitely missed the good old Wisconsin beer while I was in Minnesota. The Line and Kugels, especially, like, when you have this beautiful view over Lake Superior, like I had, and even though it was cold, but on the sunny days, really giving me beach vibes. I was vibing that juicy peach from Line and Kugels. Such a delicious beer, but they also got the Summer Shandy. There's the fantastic Liney's Original and the Lakeside Cherry. If you're into good Wisconsin beers, check out Line and Kugels. They have different like beer mixes that you can do. You can mix a honey vice and a berry vice and make yourself a little honey bear. And so many other ones. Like, trust me, check out Line and Kugels. Go get yourself a variety pack. And start experimenting, because when you add Wisconsin beer to Wisconsin beer, it's better than the parts of their that go into it. So check out Line and Kugels. Get it wherever you get delicious beer. You got to be 21 years or older and enjoy delicious Line and Kugels beer.
All right, let's get to what Matt missed.
Context is important.
Oh, man.
Except when you're an Olympic gold medalist.
Honestly, I have no idea who it is. Here we go, yo. Obviously, he's talking about, maybe.
It's time for What Matt Missed on Jim, Matt, and Molly. Presented by Line and Kugels. Flavor the moment.
All right, Matt Hamilton, and as you are the Bucks fan that you are, and we're talking about trades here, we got to catch you up on some of the NBA trade deadline news that happened over the weekend. More so, not the news, the reactions. We all know about Luka being traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. Even Matt Hamilton's not under that deep of a rock.
No, not this time.
When you found out Saturday night, where were you?
In bed.
You were in bed?
Yeah.
Did it shock your senses or anything? Send you through the roof?
No. I was definitely a little surprised. It seemed like the Lakers absolutely fleeced the Mavs, and I was surprised that that happened. But other than that, I was just like, oh, this is like the biggest trade in the last handful of years for the NBA. Pretty surprising.
Might be the most surprising trade in NBA history.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised.
Well, there were a lot of people trying to rationalize it the night of. So, Matt, let's see if you can guess who this first one is. Few people on a podcast, an emergency podcast the night of. Let's see if you can guess who it is who's talking in this one.
Even if they had some sort of crazy insights to his terrible diet habits, some sort of physical issues that maybe they're only aware of, I still would offer him the Supermax. He's Luka Doncic. He made the finals last year.
No doubt.
I
he could have been smoking cigarettes,
this.
Bill. He could have been smoking cigarettes, bringing the ball up the f***ing court, and I would still be like, when can we sign you to the Supermax, yeah. By the way?
By the way, Matt, who was that?
I literally have no idea who that was.
Well, okay, Matt doesn't listen to the Bill Simmons podcast very often, so no, I don't blame
apparently
him.
He's not like an old school ESPN radio listener.
How old school would he have to be? 2016?
Maybe? Within a decade, right?
I think so.
Yeah. SVP and Russillo. Scott Van Pelt and Ryan Russillo. You not know who Ryan Russillo is?
No.
He's love blank. That. He's fully blank.
Now, I know SVP. I'm aware of... I actually met Scott Van Pelt once, so... Well, very tall person.
Same. Multiple times. Yeah. He used to actually come to... with Ryan Russillo, and they did events here at ESPN Madison.
He's surprisingly pretty down to earth for being
SVP?
Big time. SVP, yes, yeah. Absolutely. I was actually pleasantly surprised. Sometimes when you meet people that are big and famous, they treat you like they're big and famous.
No, SVP.
Yeah, SVP was
and
real.
Anyone will tell you that. Like, yeah. Anyone that's come across him.
I really thought Matt was going to be like, he's surprisingly down to earth for a guy that tall. I didn't think he'd be so humble.
Man, that would have been funny. I missed it. Sorry.
Would have gotten you. All right, we're moving on from the Kawhi laugh. There's somebody else who's possibly going to be getting traded here sometime soon, Matt Hamilton. Jimmy Butler, possibly in the works. Let's see if you can guess who this is, speaking about a possible Jimmy Butler trade.
We all are looking for a professional home after we retire. He will not have one at this point, which is sad. Relative to what the latest is in terms of the trades, we're obviously Shams Charania has reported the Suns and the Warriors. Those are the teams that have heavily pursued him. I will not ignore teams like Memphis and Milwaukee in a last-minute kind of, oh, we can get him for just this, do we consider it type deal.
Matt Hamilton? You ever heard that voice before?
Yeah, that's Chris Canty's co-host, Evan co-host. I mean, Evan Cohen.
Matt Hamilton, very proud of the new Evan Cohen open for anyone who missed it last Thursday. Much like Evan Cohen, who actually didn't hear it when he joined the show.
Well, maybe you'll hear it this Thursday, because I'll actually be here too.
Oh, well, this Thursday he's not on, Matt. He was on last Thursday.
Oh, we don't give him every week, do we? I'll text him. Maybe we can get him on.
Okay, thanks. You know what, Matt? You're gone for a week. You come back. Your heart's starting to help book guests.
Yeah, I'm that good.
All right. Well,
I literally have a ton of free time now.
Actually, we do have a few guests to ask Matt to book, I believe. So
that'd be fantastic.
Maybe a former or current, maybe former 49ers tight end, George Kittle. Maybe he's got something to promote on Super Bowl Radio Row. Maybe he'll call in. Your good buddy. Talk Super Bowl.
Yeah, I could fire text.
There you go.
Okay. All right, Matt Hamilton firing off the DMs.
Going in the old Rolodex for that one.
All right. Well, speaking of DMs, there's somebody else who's talking about the DMs surrounding the Luka Doncic trade that happened Saturday night.
In your mind, when you pull the trigger on it, I'm just curious, what convinced both of you that you will not be wrong?
Well, let's be clear. I'm the one making the decision, and Jay's supportive of it, so it's me. And I'd like to give Rob Pelinka a lot of credit. You know, trades, you guys have been around here. Trades don't happen at the smallest level without stuff getting out. And Rob and I were able to have, you know, really intense conversations over the course of, you know, 3 or 4 weeks that started out as a coffee that, you know, was more, hey, would you ever, I don't know, would I? Let me think of, you know, and then it built upon that. And you know, we kept it between us. We had to keep it tight. Jay Kidd didn't know about it, but Jay Kidd and I are aligned, and we talk about archetypes, and we talk about the culture that we want to create. So I know the type of players that he likes without actually talking to him. Hey, would you like, you know, so I know that. And Jay Kidd coached them when they won a championship. So
Matt, who's that talking about Jay Kidd and making the trade for Luka without telling anyone? Even the head coach of the Mavericks.
Oh no. Was that
Jason Kidd? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, that's the coach of the Mavericks.
Yes. Who he's referencing.
Yes.
Okay, that's coach of the Mavericks. Right.
Did you not know Jason Kidd was coach of the Mavericks?
Wasn't he like in LA for a minute?
He was an assistant coach, yes.
Yeah, so
he also coached the Bucks.
Oh, I do know that. So basically while that was going, I was like, I don't know. Either GM of either team, which I imagine that was the GM of one of the two teams. So I Googled them both and already forgot who the Mavs GM was.
Well done. Because nobody in Dallas will ever forget Nico Harrison's name.
Nico Harrison.
They're currently starting Twitter accounts saying Nico Harrison is an idiot. They're currently doing funeral ceremonies outside of Dallas Airways Center or whatever it is. It's bad in Dallas, and Nico Harrison is maybe the most hated man in Texas.
He's trying to build a culture, isn't he?
So Nico Harrison
And this has been like put out a few different places. Apparently, he was so bad at his job at Nike, he maybe single-handedly lost them the Steph deal when they were trying to get Steph Curry. He even kind of admitted that he accidentally called him Seth a few times, and Stephon Curry, and they honestly just took basically an old PowerPoint for Kevin Durant and swapped it out for Seth Curry, but it wasn't even Seth? Fully. It was Steph Curry. It wasn't even fully swapped
you
out.
You lost the deal too, Jimmy.
Yeah, it wasn't even fully swapped out.
Really?
So like, it was one of the most.
There's still like pictures of Durant
or like Kevin Durant's name, and it's, you know, like, this is, you can imagine how it was, like one of the worst screw ups. And they also never offered him a signature shoe, and Under Armour did. So
yeah,
Nico Harrison not only single-handedly maybe kept Steph Curry away from Nike, Steph Curry single-handedly kept Under Armour relevant. I mean, they're not anymore. But then like, also then trades away Luka.
Brilliant. He is a brilliant man. He truly
man,
is.
Man, I mean, I don't understand how you had the year you did last year. You were able to go through the T-Pups, and then you were able to take down the Nuggets, and you got to the championship literally riding Luka's back. And you're like, we could do this with an older AD.
I was going to say, they just believe in the health of AD's back for some reason instead.
Yeah.
For whatever. I mean,
crazy.
So, on that, I mean, how much do you think I'm not defending this trade? That's why. So I don't care if Luka was smoking cigarettes, bringing the ball up the court.
Yeah.
And there's been some post-game stuff where he's drinking a beer and they've kind of taken away from him. How much do you think an athlete who is 6'6" in the NBA should weigh?
6'6"? I mean,
isn't he bigger than 6'6"?
I thought he was 6'6".
I think he's like 6'8".
I'd give him like
a fine 6'8". I don't even know.
I don't know. This should be like, it should probably be like 250. You could back people down at that size. You can still move if you're that big. Like,
I see him at 6'6", according
really?
To the review here, yeah.
I always thought he was way bigger.
He is bigger. Well, 6'6", 270. 275. Like, he is out of shape. I'm not defending the trade, but Dallas.
Could there be a chance that he wanted out and does what Harden does and just goes and lets himself go, and then when he gets to the place he wants to be, just hits the gym really hard? And
Chandler Parsons, former Dallas player, said that one, Luka had just purchased a home for $15 million in Dallas and was actually in tears when this trade happened. Like, now if you're Dallas and you want to believe your team, the Dallas Mavericks, but again, just the idea of,
do you think it was him like having to have a beer taken away, and the fact that he is,
here's what Dallas
a little
is trying,
overweight.
Here's what Dallas is trying to tell
people. I really
people.
Don't care how big you are. If you can put the ball in the hoop and still make other people look silly, like he put up 70 last year.
So the thought is, and I'm not defending it, but Dallas is trying to spin this through media, is that basically they thought Luka would turn into James Harden. The idea that he's just going to be out of shape and never reach his potential. That as he gets older, he's only 25, he'll turn 26 here soon. As he gets older, he will age poorly, and they had to be on the hook after the season to sign him to some sort of deal that would have been like $350 million.
Right.
Now, the Lakers aren't on the hook because he's not the original team. So now if they want to sign him to the max that they can sign him to, it's like $250. So they have less of a commitment. The Lakers just lucked into this. They've lucked into Kobe. They've lucked into Pau Gasol. They've lucked into Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Shaq.
Shaq.
Yeah, they've lucked into, it's gross. Even Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah, Philadelphia. It's just gross what the Lakers have been lucky into. But that's what Dallas is trying to sell, that either it's James Harden type career for Luka in the future, or Joel Embiid, where you're always going to be hurt. And they want to be on the. I think it's a stupid decision.
Realistically, though, a James Harden career, like the guy was. He's a really good basketball player for a long time.
Right. And honestly, the Luka comp would have worked because James Harden arguably could have been a top five NBA player at his peak. And he's still.
Didn't he win MVP?
James Harden, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you wouldn't necessarily call him. He won it that year, but.
I mean, he was a court tilter.
That's what I'm saying. Top five is court tilter. So, top five player, Luka, top three, top four, five, probably top three. Maybe Harden was there, but then Harden kind of slowly slid down. Now, even his worst, top 25. And right. So, to your point, I'd still rather take a guy who is 6-7 years younger than Anthony Davis, oft injured Anthony Davis, over trading away. Like, I would take Luka over Anthony Davis.
Yeah,
and the fact that they didn't call anyone else. You see reports out there, the Golden State's literally calling every team about their star player, being like, hey, you open to trading them? And Dallas made one call to the Lakers.
Well, if you're the Lakers, I would be like, don't call anyone else. Give me 10 minutes to try and figure this out. Right,
but it's a horrendous trade. Like, Dallas should have called someone else. It's
not
a good trade.
Shop it around.
So let me ask you this question, hypothetically. And you can chime in on 844-770-3776. Carlos Talker text line. Would you have traded Giannis for Luka?
I don't think you can, because, like, for the reasons you're talking about, Giannis is a grinder off the court. Like, we saw how, like, gangly he was when he got drafted, and that his... done nothing but put on mass and maintain this Greek god physique. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah,
the Greek freak. And I think his longevity is going to be better. You're right about that. But Luka, man, I do think on the right team, like maybe with a guy like LeBron, who's put so much emphasis on keeping himself in playing shape and to be a, what do you say, top 10 in the NBA still?
Giannis?
Yeah. Oh, no, LeBron. Oh,
LeBron, I don't
know. He's close. Top 15?
Yeah.
Right? Like, to be his age and still be able to make that claim, who knows? Maybe he can light a fire under Luka. Like, that might be a great spot for Luka to figure it out and have the longevity that I think that LeBron has, and maybe Giannis will be able to achieve with the way he's been able to just continue to be a freak of nature as just a human being.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the trade, but I'd think about it.
Oh, I'd certainly think about
Luke it. Luka's 25. Giannis just turned 30. Giannis turned 30 in December, I believe, and Luka turns 26 in February, I believe. 4-year difference?
Yeah, so like, I think I stick with Giannis, but like, you're definitely thinking about it. You're kicking the tires on both, trying to decide.
Prime?
Giannis, that's a good point.
I'm keeping my guy.
Yeah.
Are you keeping him because he's your guy?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And because I just don't think that... I don't know. If you trade for Luka, you extend your championship window by another 5 to 10 years probably. I just think that the odds of them being able to win right now are good enough where I'd want to stay all in.
I have no faith the Bucks are winning anything.
Fair, but I think trying to rebuild and regear everything around Luka just after going all in as they have, like, I don't think they have the assets to build around him in the future.
I agree. The only case we made is that because of Luka's age, you could reset. Like, true. Giannis, it's hard to reset.
It's also the question of, does Luka like living on Lake Michigan, or would he rather live on the Pacific Ocean?
That's the difference. Well, again, he was in Dallas, Texas. I
think Dallas is a step up. Even no offense still, to Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee,
still,
I love.
It's still Texas.
It's Dallas.
It's still Texas.
Okay.
Luka is European. He's not that... Chicago's a huge... Like, it's not that far away from... And Milwaukee, like, you're not that far away. That's a European...
I think he would have just went and signed with the Lakers.
Oh, I don't think Luka was going anywhere.
Well, no, but I'm saying if the Bucks traded for him, he would just leave and sign with the
Lakers. That's the real. So in this imaginary world, Luka wants to stay, it makes more sense.
If he wants to stay full, like he wants to become a Wisconsin resident, like cheese curds, the full thing, he would love love it here.
Because honestly, beer, that's my...
And we wouldn't take it away from him in a post-game interview. Yeah, we give him endorsements. Sure.
Look, he's one of us. Like,
Okay.
Let's just we'll ponder that a little bit more. We'll come back, talk about it on the other side. This is Jim Matt Molly, presented by Coors Light.